are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by ProncPops.wordpress.com and KDUX webradio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. This is the Monday edition. I'm going to be covering events that happened Friday, Saturday, and today. And what I'm talking about, it's been in the news, it's the protest that led to the death of three people, one a young girl, well, young, 32, as well a pedestrian, killed by an automobile, driven by one of the attendees at these events. We'll learn more about them later, and later I mean during this week, because right now they've released the name, but not many details. And there's some question about, let's say, his mental situation, whether he has issues, mental illness. I don't know. Know nothing about him. But it's becoming interesting how the press is playing this. As a matter of fact, it's rather biased. Maybe that's one way to say it. It seems that they're attacking President Trump more than what went on, and they're certainly not reporting as to what happened. I don't have a television at home, so all I heard were few sentences on the news, radio, but very little details. And it sounded like they were more upset that the president didn't name everybody that was to blame on his first statement. I will be playing his first statement on Charlottesville than today on a second. Yet where's the facts? What happened here? What's the timeline? I had to go to a foreign newspaper, the Daily Mail, to fill in some, not all, of the blanks. And that's the problem today. We have what and that's why I call it big lie media. I don't watch them anymore. They're more than bias. It's propaganda. So if you're after the news today, listening to the television networks and the newspapers, you're only going to get a slant on the story, a skew, if you will, of what happens. Yet there's some patterns emerging that every time people arrange for an event, follow the proper procedures, what happens? The radical left in this country tries to provoke, and they're successful in provoking it, by attacking the people that show up. I don't agree with collectivists, whether you want to call them on the left, the right, the center, or whatever. Their status, and they want to grow the size of government. I'm for limited government, and the problem is, when you grow government, your freedom and your liberty are being limited, is the best way to say it. Your Bill of Rights are being threatened. Yet, listening to the news, it was hard to really determine what went on. That's sort of basic journalism. Tell me the story. I don't want to hear your political views. I want the facts. Apparently, they can't do that anymore. They really can't do it. They've already made up their minds, and they will slant it the way they want. Well, I'm going to do my little bit about that. I want you to first hear the president's first statement, President Trump's first statement. And remember, this is on Saturday. He's in New Jersey. Here's what he said. I'm going to excerpt it because we have time limitations.
But we're closely following the terrible events unfolding in Charlottesville, Virginia. We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides. It's been going on for a long time in our country. not Donald Trump, not Barack Obama. This has been going on for a long, long time. It is no place in America. What is vital now is a swift restoration of law and order and the protection of innocent lives. No citizen should ever fear for their safety and security in our society. And no child should ever be afraid to go outside and play or be with their parents and have a good time. I just got off the phone with the governor of Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, and we agreed that the hate and the division must stop, and must stop right now. We have to come together as Americans with love for our nation and true affection, really, and I say this so strongly, true affection for each other. Our country is doing very well in so many ways. We have record, just absolute record employment. We have unemployment, the lowest it's been in almost 17 years. We have companies pouring into our country, Foxconn and car companies and so many others. They're coming back to our country. We're renegotiating trade deals to make them great for our country and great for the American worker. We have so many incredible things happening in our country. So when I watch Charlottesville, to me, it's very, very sad. I want to salute the great work of the state and local police in Virginia, incredible people, law enforcement, incredible people, and also the National Guard. They've really been working smart and working hard. They've been doing a terrific job. Federal authorities are also providing tremendous support to the governor. He thanked me for that. And we are here to provide whatever other assistance is needed. We are ready, willing, and able. Above all else, we must remember this truth. No matter our color, creed, religion, or political party, we are all Americans first. We love our country. We love our God. We love our flag. We're proud of our country. We're proud of who we are. So we want to get the situation straightened out in Charlottesville, and we want to study it. And we want to see what we're doing wrong as a country where things like this can happen. My administration is restoring the sacred bonds of loyalty between this nation and its citizens. But our citizens must also restore the bonds of trust and loyalty between one another. We must love each other, respect each other, and cherish our history and our future together. So important. We have to respect each other. Ideally, we have to love each other.
I didn't play the whole thing for time constraints, but I will play the whole statement of President Trump today. And the complaint by the left is, well, it took him 3 days to say this. Well, I don't think you should jump to conclusions. I have an open mind. First, find out what happened. I think that's the minimal responsible thing to do. Clearly, people were killed, one by an auto driven by someone apparently on the right. I don't know who he is, why he was there. Some say he was a Trump supporter. We'll find out later. Don't jump to conclusions. That's the biggest problem. But I want to remind you first what the First Amendment of the United States Constitution, the Bill of Rights, says. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peacefully to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. The reason why people died is we had two sets of protesters. One went through the trouble of getting the permits, had to go to court, a federal court, to overrule Charlottesville, the city of Charlottesville, that wouldn't give them the permit. You see, I'm a strong believer in the United States Constitution and particularly the Bill of Rights. It doesn't mean I agree with the views expressed, whether on the right, left, or center. There are very few things or people that I agree with entirely. I can't think of any. People are going to have differing views on a whole range of subjects. But I will defend their right to peacefully assemble and march, especially when they follow the procedures, have to go to court, and finally have their march and assembly. But what happens? Those on the left, the radical left, the so-called anti-fascists and Black Lives Matters, provoked violence, just like they did in Berkeley, they did in Charlottesville. They come to wherever conservatives or anybody, the alt-right, the far-right, white supremacists, KKK, anything to provoke violence. That's what they're about. It's a replay of what happened in nationalist, socialist, Nazi Germany, where the Nazis were fighting the communists and the communists were fighting the Nazis. But it isn't a replay. What the far left is doing is deliberately trying to provoke violence and then blame what happens on the people that are trying to exercise their rights, whether you agree with them or not. And I don't agree with them. I don't agree with anyone, almost anyone that was there. I say almost because I'm going to play a clip that you haven't heard a little bit later in the show. And I certainly deplore any violence, whether it's done by a car, by a stick, by a knife, or people using their fists to beat up people in parking lots. And the police have to keep the two sets of demonstrators, protesters apart. That's sort of riot control 101. Because if they interact, especially when one or more of the groups there want to deliberately do it, there's going to be violence. People are going to defend themselves. If someone throws a rock at you or beats you over the head or punches you in the face, you should defend yourself. You're legally enabled to defend yourself. And where are the police? The police were there when those on the right, the white supremacists, the KKK, were having their event. But then suddenly, when the two groups met, they were not separating them. And it's the same thing that happened in Berkeley. The order went out to stand down, and then the violence broke out. This is a pattern that's repeating itself and needs to be explored. Now, I want to play, in its entirety, President Trump's statement. And I think partly in response to the press badgering him on this, I thought there was nothing wrong with his first statement, although I will admit that a second statement is much better. I would have went further, though, and specified those other hate groups. Here's the President Trump today.
Thank you. I'm in Washington today to meet with my economic team about trade policy and major tax cuts and reform. We are renegotiating trade deals and making them good for the American worker. And it's about time. Our economy is now strong. The stock market continues to hit record highs. Unemployment is at a 16-year low, and businesses are more optimistic than ever before. Companies are moving back to the United States and bringing many thousands of jobs with them. We have already created over 1 million jobs.
I'm going to interrupt here. I was going to let it play the entire 5 minutes straight. I'm going to disagree with the president. By now, he should have created 2 million jobs. That's the problem. Yes, the unemployment rate is the lowest. But what about the labor participation rate, Mr. President? It's not at 66 or 67%. You have anywhere from 20 to 30 million Americans that want to work that can't find jobs. We don't have a boom. We're not growing at 3 or 4 or 5%. And I'm not blaming you, but what laws have your major laws have you passed? Have you passed tax reform? No. Have you passed repeal and replace? No. It's the fault of the Congress. I'm not blaming you, Mr. President, but don't celebrate what is at best okay news, not great. You need to be creating 300,000 jobs per month, month after month after month, because every month anywhere from 130 to 150,000 people enter the labor market for the first time. And to reduce the unemployment rate, you need another 150,000. So the rule of thumb amongst economists, you need about 300,000 jobs each month to reduce the unemployment rate by a tenth of a percent. Being between 4 and 5%, why okay, is not great. I can remember when it was under 3%. You have to go back quite a ways. And I wish you hadn't really let off with this, but I understand.
Since I took office, we will be discussing economic issues in greater detail later this afternoon. But based on the events that took place over the weekend in Charlottesville, Virginia, I would like to provide the nation with an update on the ongoing federal response to the horrific attack and violence that was witnessed by everyone. I just met with FBI Director Christopher Wray and Attorney General Jeff Sessions. The Department of Justice has opened a civil rights investigation into the deadly car attack that killed one innocent American and wounded 20 others. To anyone who acted criminally in this weekend's racist violence, you will be held fully accountable. Justice will be delivered. As I said on Saturday, we condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence. It has no place in America. And as I have said many times before, no matter the color of our skin, we all live under the same laws. We all salute the same great flag. And we are all made by the same Almighty God. We must love each other, show affection for each other, and unite together in condemnation of hatred, bigotry, and violence. We must rediscover the bonds of love and loyalty that bring us together as Americans. Racism is evil, and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans.
Now, I think he should have mentioned the two far leftist groups. Now, who am I referring to? And ANFA and Black Lives Matter. He didn't mention them other than to say other hate groups. Is he being politically correct? I think he is, because most of the mischief and the violence are directly responsible and be laid in the lap of those groups trying to provoke violence and engaged in punching out, pushing, shoving, and beating up people that they disagree with. I don't agree with any of the major groups that were there, period. I wouldn't have attended this at all. But I will defend the right of those who do it legally, by the letter of the law, and to have to take to court to peacefully assemble and express their views, whether you agree with them or not. Do you know what the march was about? I know the reason. Why don't you find out? There's a move afoot to remove statues of Robert E. Lee and other Confederate generals across the South. You know, first they removed the Confederate flag. Now they're trying to remove statues. What's next? I'll cover that in my second story. That was one of the reasons for the march.
We are a nation founded on the truth that all of us are created equal. We are equal in the eyes of our Creator. We are equal under the law, and we are equal under our Constitution. Those who spread violence in the name of bigotry strike at the very core of America. 2 days ago, a young American woman, Heather Heyer, was tragically killed. Her death fills us with grief, and we send her family our thoughts, our prayers, and our love. We also mourn the two Virginia State Troopers who died in service to their community, their commonwealth, and their country. Troopers Jay Cullen and Burke Bates exemplify the very best of America, and our hearts go out to their families, their friends, and every member of American law enforcement. These three fallen Americans embody the goodness and decency of our nation. In times such as these, America has always shown its true character, responding to hate with love, division with unity, and violence with an unwavering resolve for justice. As a candidate, I promise to restore law and order to our country, and our federal law enforcement agencies are following through on that pledge. We will spare no resource in fighting so that every American child can grow up free from violence and fear. We will defend and protect the sacred rights of all Americans, and we will work together so that every citizen in this blessed land is free to follow their dreams in their hearts and to express the love and joy in their souls. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless America. Thank you very much.
That was President Trump in the White House giving his second statement on what's happening in Charlottesville. I'm going to play, not immediately, because I have some comments. We have a precious right in this country to express your views. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm giving you my comments and opinions on a news event. I do it every weekday for about an hour. In some countries, I couldn't do that, even though it's over the web. And it's available later, probably tomorrow, on podcast. You see, one of the first things that a totalitarian or authoritarian regime does when the government is overthrown is they take over the television and radio stations, and next, they confiscate guns. They don't want political dissent, views that don't agree with them. And yes, many of the groups that were there, however you want to characterize them, I don't agree with at all. I wouldn't have went to this event at all. Yes, I'm a northerner. But I don't like at all the Ku Klux Klan. And remember, that came out of the Democratic Party. People forget that. They engaged in terrorism because they didn't want blacks to speak or vote and made sure of it for many, many years. Most of them were Democrats and progressives, Woodrow Wilson being one of the worst, although he's admired today. But we had Teddy Roosevelt. He was a progressive, too. They thought the answer to all society's problems was another government program, another regulation, another tax. But people have different views, different points of view, and don't agree with the establishment, the political establishment in particular, in Washington, D.C. today. They feel that they're not truly being representative either by the Democratic Party or, for that matter, the Republican Party. Elitism is alive and well in Washington. So they take to the streets peacefully. They at least try to. But then you have groups that deliberately want to provoke violence and get a reaction. And they get reactions. Unfortunately, people get hurt, people die. Yet we have big lie media that does paint with a very broad brush that these are conservatives, Christians. We got to watch them. Really? I want to play, and again, I don't know these people, but they partly reflect my point of view, that under the Bill of Rights, we have a right, at least up to now, for peaceful assembly as well as expressing our views, freedom of speech. I can't play the whole thing again because of time. I want to play the opinions of people that were there, traveled long distances to be there, and in most cases didn't agree with the people that were putting on the event. Let's listen.
Well, hello, folks. We'll give time for a crowd to gather in here. Y'all share this video everywhere because we're going to tell you the truth about Charlottesville. Y'all, like I said, y'all share this video everywhere. This video needs to go viral, folks. Back out of this video and share it to every damn patriot group you've got. Because people need to hear the truth. They're basically demonizing the patriot community. They're trying to throw us under the bus on this Charlottesville event. So, Ace, lead it off, man.
Let me get you shared to all my pages here. This is probably one of the biggest videos we've ever done, one of the most important videos for the patriot movement as a community that we've ever done.
It is.
This topic, what we're fixing to tell you right now, is going to affect tomorrow. It's going to affect a week from now. It's going to affect the Patriot community a month from now. What happened today in Charlottesville needs to be heard. But what really happened in Charlottesville, not what Fox News is telling you, not what all of the other propaganda news mainstream machine is telling you. We're going to tell you what really happened in Charlottesville today. We're going to tell you why we were really here, what our mission was, why we came all of this way from all over the country to be a part of what happened today. We're going to tell you that. Just share it. Get it out. Let everyone know that this is the truth. Fox News, shame on you. CNN, shame on you.
Yeah.
Mayor of Charlottesville, Virginia, shame on you. Police chief of Charlottesville, Virginia, I don't even know you. I care so little about you, I don't even know your name. But I promise you, on Monday, the world will know your name.
Right.
Mark
right.
my yeah. words. This is my first time to ever come to Charlottesville, but I can assure you of one thing. This will not be our last. This is the people that we brought to Charlottesville this time is a fraction of what you will see in the future. We came to Charlottesville. The Patriot movement is built on the Constitution. It's built on the ability for you and I to disagree on a topic, but agree that you and I have the right to disagree. You understand? So there was an event today in Charlottesville, Virginia called Unite the Right. I don't know of anybody in this room that was either for or against the event Unite the Right. It had no bearing on why we were here. Whether we agree with the topics of Unite the Right or the speakers or what they had to say, we agree with their right or their ability or their God-given right and constitutionally protected right to have that freedom of speech. You understand? So whether you're Black Lives Matter, I will tell you right now that there isn't a single topic that I agree with Black Lives Matter. What I do agree with is Black Lives Matter, God-given right, and constitutionally protected ability to be able to believe that way. So the reason that we as a Patriot community came to Charlottesville today from all over the country, we didn't come here because we thought, let's go stay in a Motel 8 or whatever that we're staying in, right? And let's get together and drink water and just come and party it up. We didn't spend our own personal money. We didn't spend our own time away from our families. This isn't a vacation for us.
No, it's not.
We came to Charlottesville, Virginia to tell both sides, the far right and the far left, listen, whether we agree with what you have to say or not, we agree with your right to say it.
Right.
Without being in fear of being assaulted by the other group. I will tell you right now, Michael Hill, I don't agree with the thing that comes out of your mouth, but I agree with your right to say it, and I think you should be allowed to say it without physically being assaulted for saying it.
Right.
Black Lives Matter, I don't agree with a thing that comes out of your mouth, but I agree with your right to say it, and I would stand there and defend you if you were being assaulted or in fear of being assaulted for those things that I don't agree with.
The damn cops sure didn't offend us, did they?
No, they didn't.
We're gonna talk plenty about the cops as this video continues. Continue to share this group, share this message, share this video, because what we're going to tell you is going to blow your mind. Yeah, I can't even look. Fox News, you should be ashamed of yourself.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
CNN too.
CNN, MSNBC, local media. You should be. Did you guys know that CNN now rates below Nick and Knight? Dead serious. That's for real. I will tell you this. There's not a man or woman in this side of this room that is a racist.
No.
There's not a man or woman inside of this room that is anything that we recall today. There isn't a man or woman inside this room that is here for any other reason than defend both of the parties, both of the extreme sides of what happened today in Charlottesville.
That's right.
What happened when we came here? We were the ones that were assaulted. We're the ones that are on the mainstream propaganda news machine,
yes,
being called out by the mayor, by the chief of police, you coward. We're the ones that are being assaulted for coming here to defend your constitutional rights, to say them comes out of your mouths.
Right?
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right. The conservatives out there need to get behind us on this one. This is everything they're saying is the cops caused it.
Yeah.
They did.
On TV, there's no color. It's all white.
We have men that are with our organizations today that are black.
Yes.
That's right.
The color of your skin has no bearing if you believe in the Constitution.
That's the only requirement to be a part of our groups.
We have gay lesbians.
That you believe in standing up and defending the United States Constitution. That's the only thing we care about. I will tell you this. Charlottesville, Virginia isn't the first city we've been to. You guys that have watched our videos, you know that we've been from sea to shining sea, and that will continue. The things that happen today, the things that are being said on the mainstream propaganda news machine, the things that you are spewing out of your mouths for ratings are going to burn you down.
Yes.
It's not going to deter us. It's not going to keep us from going to other cities. It's not going to keep us from doing what we do. And it's damn sure not going to keep us from coming back to Charlottesville, Virginia again.
We'll come back if we need to.
We're coming back.
We'll come back.
That's the funny thing about these leftist cities that we visit. We keep having to come back.
Yep.
Yeah. No, absolutely. The funniest thing is we ain't left
yet. What happened today in Charlottesville was worse than Portland a couple days ago, and let me tell you why. In Portland, there was one police officer that was present in the entire park.
Yes.
Mayhem ensued. People were assaulted with skateboards. People were beat up with sticks and rocks. Oh, look. Hey.
Come here, bro. Turn around.
Look, there's a black guy in here. Oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah. That's right.
What happened to What happened in Charlottesville, Virginia is a lot different than what happened in Portland.
Yes.
Because the cops were present today.
They let it take place. We actually sat back and watched them let Black Lives Matter attack patriots. We got attacked.
They set the shit up
for it to take place.
Yeah.
I was assaulted with sticks with them standing right there, and they did nothing.
And with some more proof on that, I'm over here blinded from pepper spray, blinded from maze. We're getting attacked by Antifa. I jump over the police barricade. What did the police say? You need to get out of here before you get arrested. And did they help? I said, I can't see, man. I need to get this stuff out of my eyes so I can see.
Right.
I don't care. You're going to get arrested. They came in, and the rest of our guys helped pull us over.
Yes.
Don't arrest me when I said, I need help. I reached out for them for help. Did they help? No, they did not help. They're not on our side for that.
The cops sat back, folks, and watched us get pummeled with rocks, with water mixed with some kind of acid. I mean, they were throwing everything at us. Some of my guys got sticks broke over their heads.
They funneled this into them.
They set a trap up and let them attack us.
They were popping off smoke bombs and tear gas.
Yes.
I will tell you this, with what happened to us in our group, the cops were standing less than 30 feet from us when we were having bricks thrown at us. A man was hit in the head and over his ear is 3 or 4, 5, 6 stitches. They stood there and watched it and allowed it to occur. When I asked the police officers for a medic, for an ambulance to respond and help that man, I was told that they couldn't help us.
Nope.
They weren't there to help us. There was nothing that we could do to carry on. When we asked for an escort, you're on your own. When we asked for, hey, can you get us to our vehicle so we can leave? You're on your own.
Yeah.
If you are a police officer in Charlottesville, Virginia, and you believe in the United States Constitution, I ask that you go Monday morning, turn your badge and your gun in.
Amen.
And you find a police officer. You find a police department that's actually going to stand up and defend the United States Constitution. You took out an oath. You raised your right hand and you swore out an oath to protect and serve.
Sir.
And today you did the fuck opposite. Shame on you. Your kids should be ashamed of you.
Yes.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true. I watched people coming through the streets. I mean, with blood all over them. I mean, bloody as a hog. Big old gashes in them. I mean, some of my guys got it rough. They got broke over their heads. They got thrown on the ground and stomped. And the cops did not. They stood back with their arms crossed like this right here behind the police barriers. They did not do.
There are 2,000 people watching this live feed today. When the mayor and the chief of police of Charlottesville, Virginia had their press conference, Fox News had 1,300 people watching their live feed. We have a voice here.
Yes.
We are the fourth branch of government, the We the People branch, the one branch of government the government does not tell you about. You have the executive branch, you have the legislative branch, you have the judicial branch, and then you have us. We are here to hold you accountable. Chief of Police of Charlottesville, Virginia, we are here to hold you accountable. Mayor of Charlottesville, Virginia, these things that have happened over and over and over inside of your city, it is your fault. You are responsible for not protecting the citizens of this community.
Yes.
You should be held reliable.
You.
And you are a piece of That's Ace Baker telling you that.
Yes.
I said you appreciate it.
Black Rebel.
You know what? You know what? They took a flag from a girl that was holding a flag for me today. But you know what? They didn't keep it.
No.
We plowed into the crowd
and
played little bowling ball with them to get back there to get the flag. and we got the flag.
That's right.
Some people saw me get a little beat on national news.
Yep,
I'm just fine. I'm ready for the next one.
How you doing?
We come here for many reasons today. We got the First Tennessee Rifles. They come to stand up for basically Lee Monument. And the First Amendment. The Highwaymen, we come here for all the reasons. Stand up First Amendment. Come to support our Southern heritage. Folks, we didn't come to hate on anybody.
No,
we didn't.
We come here basically because it was the right thing to do.
We came here to respect law enforcement and the military.
Amen.
Amen.
To respect the Constitution.
Absolutely. The one group out of all of the other groups that was here in Charlottesville, Virginia today, the one group, the patriot community that stands up and defends constitutional law enforcement on us.
We got our
yeah.
back up.
Yeah.
You damn sure did.
We always supported the blue. Have we not?
We carry back the blue flags.
That's right. We always supported the blue.
The patriot community has the Hug a Cop Challenge. The patriot community is the one that shakes the police officer's hands and says, thank you, sir, for coming out and doing what you do.
Yes.
Today, right. Charlottesville, Virginia Police Department, shame on you. You should let us down.
You need to go. If you're a decent cop, just like A said, and you work for Charlottesville PD, go turn your damn badge in and go get you a job for some better people, because they're up there. Okay, I'm just saying it as it is. I'm not politically correct. Thanks.
Law enforcement, let us down today.
We tried to defend law enforcement against Black Lives Matter, Antifa, all that, and then they.
We put ourselves in between Black Lives Matter and the police department.
So I have no idea.
And it's changed.
Yes, they did.
My organization, All Knights, is not a white supremacist or white nationalist organization. We're civic nationalists. We love America. We love the Constitution. We will respect anybody, any race, any color. We're all about just respecting constitutional values. I will stand up for an Antifa or Black Lives Matter protester if they're not violent. The only reason we stand up against them is because they engage in violence against us and all my brothers and sisters here. Right. And including those white nationalists that most of us could not give a damn for. We don't agree with them at all, but they have a right to say what they want. And anybody that wants to take away their right and engage in violence and use violence to take away their right, they're just as bad as the communists, Soviets, the damn Hitlers and his Nazis. They're the fascists.
Absolutely.
We're the patriots trying to take care of our own.
Amen.
I'm going to cut it off there. I think you get the sense of outrage that they feel betrayed by the government of Charlottesville, both the mayor's office and the police. And like he said, who started the violence? And this isn't the first time. Black Lives Matter in this case, as well as Antifa. And Antifa was starting the violence at Berkeley as well. There's a pattern here, and there are other cities. What you're hearing is not the left or the right. What you're hearing is the center of the American people that truly believe in the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights. I do apologize for the language, but there was no way to cut it up. Now, when I edit it, I will have to take out the foul language. But if you want to hear the entire video, go to my companion blog for this site, pronkpops.wordpress.com. That's pronkpops, pronkpops.wordpress.com. And under my picture, you'll see links to the most recent 60 to 80 shows. But then I give you a lot of additional information, both cartoons, photographs, articles, charts on the stories I'm covering, and this is primarily focused on what happened in Charlottesville over the last 2 days, as well as the president's response to that. You see, the American people are tired of both political parties not standing up for the common man, Joe Sixpack, the good old boys. Not the bigots or racists, not the left or the right, but the true believers in America, the Bill of Rights, the patriots. Now, this is just one side, and I caution you. But I've watched a lot of the videos, and I think what these gentlemen are saying are true. It's not the first time that the cops, I think on orders, were told to stand down. Because who controls that city, usually left-to-center Democrats. And the policemen will follow the orders. They're not going to lose their job. They should have kept the opposing groups apart. But apparently, the people up there thought they were ambushed, that this was a planned confrontation. Not by them. They were just doing and exercising their right of assembly and free speech. And I don't think they would have engaged in violence if others had not been violent to them. You're not hearing that on the news. The three words that are repeated, white supremacists, KKK, and Nazis. I don't think there's a member of the KKK, a Nazi, or white supremacist in this group. That's the irony. But you'd have to look very far to see that on the news, whether it's on the radio or the television. That's how bad it is. That's why I don't listen to it anymore. I've given up on the television networks, including Fox. The American people want the truth first. They want accuracy, and they want the complete story. They don't want preconceived notions as to who is right or wrong and who did what. I don't condone violence of any sort. And I don't think these people do either. But when you're attacked, what do? You do have the right of self-defense, even in Charlottesville. Now, I want to somewhat change. Well, there's something I forgot. If you want to see in action what happened, I want to play for you the organizer of Unite to Right, Unite the Right. I don't agree with him, but he held a press conference, and see what happens at the end. Note, this is the organizer, and he's repeating what others have said. The police stood down. The police were supposedly to keep Black Lives Matter and Antifa, the so-called anti-fascist. They're really fascist. That's the irony. They're engaging in the tactics of the fascists. Supposedly they're anti-racist, anti-fascist. No, they're far leftists trying to cause trouble. They're troublemakers. What he's saying is Friday night they had to go to a federal judge to protect their right to assemble. The city was trying to stop it, and they won in federal court.
Within 1 week of this event, the Charlottesville City Council rescinded our permit for Lee Park and upended all of our security arrangements that we were going to use to keep this event safe. We fought them in federal court, and we beat them in federal court. A federal judge found that Mayor Mike Signer, Vice Mayor Wes Bellamy, City Manager Maurice Jones, and the City of Charlottesville had violated our First Amendment rights.
The crowd doesn't want to explain what really happened. And what they do is shout them down. This is the tactic of the far left, and not so far left. When they called a press conference, there are people there, there are dozens of microphones there. They try to suppress the truth. They don't want the truth out, and that's what he's talking about. What really happened?
By discriminating against us based on the content of our speech, I would like to disavow anything that led to...
He condemned all the violence of yesterday.
Folks getting hurt. It really is a sad day in our constitutional democracy where we are not able to have civil liberties like the First Amendment. That's what leads to rational discussion and ideas breaking down.
Now, I agree with him. This is a breakdown of our First Amendment rights. And it's a deliberate attempt by the lying lunatic left, these groups like Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and their allies, both in government, in this case, city government, as well as big lie media, to suppress a point of view that they disagree with. As a matter of fact, I disagree with many of the things that they say, but I will defend their right to say it. And that's what the Patriots were saying. That's what I'm saying. And it needs to be clear what happened. You're not hearing the truth.
And people resorting to violence. Yesterday. Fuck off, Jason.
Indict for murder. Well, indict.
Now, what's happening is people from those groups, it's not their press conference, they're screaming at him right at the podium, and then they're going to punch him. And that's why I say, if you have time, go down and see the far-right rally organizer blames violence on the anti-white hate. He's right. And these people are white, by the way. And he got punched, and the police state troopers came in. That's what they're about. They're provocateurs. And are you hearing much about that in so-called mainstream? I call it big lie media. No, you're not. Now, I got the signal. I got to wrap it up. I was going to talk about, and I'll try to do this tomorrow if I have time. There seems to be a movement to anything that involves the Confederate War, where it's the flag that wasn't their flag, statues, to tear them down. What are they going to do next? Burn the books of history? They don't like dissenting views. You have to learn from history, and you have to honor other people's tradition, even if it's not your tradition. Like I said, I'm not a Southerner at all. I'm certainly not a member of the KKK or a white supremacist, but I do respect other people's traditions, other people's history, especially when they're proud of it. Doesn't mean I support racism or bigotry, but the left doesn't like to hear opinions that they don't agree with. And this has to stop, because it's not the first, the second, or third time. It's being repeated across the country. Thank you for listening. And now, America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.